Jacksonville aldermen could be expanding the city's enterprise zone tonight. The city council agenda includes a public hearing at 6:15 for expansion of the zone at 1500 and 1521 West Walnut. The addition would be for Fitness World and the former Modern Care Nursing Home, according to Jacksonville Mayor Andy Ezzard. Also tonight, aldermen will discuss permanently moving city council workshop sessions to 5:30 p.m., a request made by Ezzard at the last meeting. Council will also discuss an agreement for a biosolids management program at the city's wastewater treatment plant and vote on a resolution regarding the program. The meeting takes place at the Jacksonville Municipal Building. Jacksonville police reported one theft last night. Someone in the 200 block of North Clay reportedly told officers at around 9 p.m. that sometime between 6 p.m. and the time of the call, someone removed a tent valued at around $35 from the complainant's residence. Morgan County deputies reported one burglary yesterday. It was reported at around 2:30 p.m. that someone took a 2005 Chevrolet 2500, a 2013 Polaris Ranger UTV, and roughly $30,000 in miscellaneous tools from E.D. Wright Excavating in Alexander. City of Waverly has hired a new police chief. James Bettis has been hired to replace John Bertle, who was on the job for a little over a year. Bettis has been part-time with the department for about 4 years and also worked for the Morgan County Sheriff's Department. Jason Divjak continues his role as assistant chief. There are 6 part-time officers on the police force. Local businesses are being encouraged to dress casually for the rest of the month in support of Girls on the Run of Central Illinois. Ryan Turk reports.
The Suits and Sneakers campaign has provided financial support for the Girls on the Run fall after school programs for the past 3 years. Executive Director Jennifer Sublett says the program is a win-win-win for everyone involved.
The employer wins because they, you know, get to help make this donation. The employees win. And then, of course, we win with a donation to support our programs. Some workplaces don't allow casual dress even for a donation. So that's why we came up with suits and sneakers, where they could still wear their suits but wear sneakers. And it's just kind of a fun thing to do. It makes for a great story and great photos, of course.
Sublett says a handful of Jacksonville businesses are participating in the campaign, which is off to a strong start. Sublett says Girls on the Run of Central Illinois works closely with students all over Morgan County.
Working with Our Saviors, Eisenhower, North and South, also Triopia in Morgan County. And our program charges a fee, but no girl is turned away for an inability to pay that full fee, and so we offer financial assistance to all families who need it, and so this goes towards helping them participate in the program.
To get involved, call 726-9808 or go online to www.gotrcentralillinois.org. For WLDS WEAI, I'm Ryan Turk reporting.
We got flooring. We'll save you more. When you see just what we got, we're going to be your carpet store.
Ready for flooring? Then let Barfield Carpets help. We'll bring our samples to your home for a free shop at home estimate. Barfield Carpets will help you choose the newest in carpet, vinyl flooring, and tile in the comfort of your home. You'll save time and you'll always get the best values, too. For first quality carpets and first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Morris Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
When you're in need of new shoes or boots, Brown Shoe Fit at 1901 West Morton in Lincoln Square Shopping Center. You'll find the latest styles from Sass, New Balance, and Clarks. And there's Red Wing boots for men. There are many other brands that will scream comfort. If you're looking for style that will make your feet smile, then shop Brown Shoe Fit. It's the place you need to be. That's Brown Shoe Fit, 901 West Morton, Lincoln Square Shopping Center, Jacksonville. Call 243-2926.
Former 18th District Congressional candidate Mike Flynn has passed away. The Quincy-based Flynn, an editor at Breitbart News, died Thursday night at the age of 48. He was one of the three Republican candidates seeking to replace Aaron Schock in a special election last year. His candidacy got a boost with an endorsement from former presidential candidate and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Flynn later landed on the ballot as a delegate candidate for presidential candidate Cruz in the Illinois primary. Last year, Flynn talked about his motivation for making a run for Congress.
Frustration. I've been involved in policy and media for about 20 years, working in the political scene, helping people get elected. Usually what happens, I'd help them get elected and they'd immediately disappoint me, whether it was going to Springfield or Washington. And I saw, you know, when this vacancy opened up, I saw that the party leaders were kind of gravitating, trying to coordinate one person. And I thought, you know, that there's such a disconnect. We almost have this permanent political class that's developed in this country. And there's no more like just regular people going to office and going back to regular life. And I thought in this district, you know, it's my home district. We really need to send somebody who understood the day-to-day challenges and not just be another career politician.
Ultimately, then State Senator Darren LaHood won the primary and then the special election to take Aaron Schock's seat. Several news notes to tell you about this morning. Morgan County commissioners are meeting at 9 a.m. at the Morgan County Courthouse. There's a blood drive today in Winchester at the Nimrod Funk Building from 4 to 6 p.m. And the Jacksonville NAACP will meet at 6:30 at the Jacksonville Public Library.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 a.m. or 107.1 FM.